Having said this, let's switch now to the news desk for today's national and international news. But first, let's take a look at today's headlines.
Cuban Parliament meets in full for a third ordinary session of 9th legislature.
Cuban Foreign Minister calls John Bolton the biggest threat to global security.
U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigned on Friday.
Venezuela criticizes U.S. and OAS attempts to derail dialogue.
The National Assembly of People's Power is voting this Saturday on the approval of the Electoral Fisheries and National Symbols Law, whose bills were submitted to ample discussion by lawmakers this week. The Cuban Parliament meeting in plenary on the third ordinary session of its 9th legislature at Havana's Convention Center will also elect the National Electoral Council, an entity that will be in charge of organizing elections on the island at all levels. According to José Luis Toledo, chairman of the Parliament's Standing Committee on Constitutional and Legal Affairs, the electoral law will come into force right after its approval, since the National Electoral Council must be elected so that electoral processes can take place next October. This new legislation has had more than 450 modifications, starting from the bill previously presented to the National Assembly. The new law national symbol departs from the previous one in that it authorizes a more tempered use of them, especially on the use by individuals of the national flag. The fisheries law paves the way for greater organization in the sector and recognizes private fishing and the establishment of fishing cooperatives by the non-state sector.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Friday slammed U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton as the biggest threat to global security. The influence of U.S. National Security Advisor is the most serious threat to international peace and security, he wrote on Twitter. The island's top diplomat added that invoking the Monroe Doctrine in the Western Hemisphere is an attack on the sovereignty and free determination of peoples. John Bolton, also described by Bruno Rodriguez in recent days as a pathological liar without treatment for his trajectory of inventions and falsehoods constructed to justify aggressions against governments that are not liked by Washington, in 2002 accused Cuba of being part of what he called the Axis of Evil and of producing biological weapons of mass destruction. Cuba then demonstrated, with great detail, Bolton's infamous lie, who made a fool of himself in the face of world public opinion. Last April, during a speech in Miami, Bolton reaffirmed that the Monroe Doctrine is alive and in good health, and threatened Cuba to end what the 2506 Mercenary Brigade could not finish in 1961 in Playa Giran.
U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigned on Friday amid fresh scrutiny of his handling of the sex abuse case against financier Jeffrey Epstein, becoming President Donald Trump's latest advisor to leave the administration in controversy. Trump, who has fired numerous cabinet and other administration officials during his 2.5 years in the White House, said it was Acosta's idea to step down. Acosta's resignation is effective in 7 days. Trump named Deputy Labor Secretary Patrick Bidzela as the acting Secretary of Labor. Acosta has served in Trump's cabinet since April 2017 and from 2005 through 2009 was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. It was there that he handled Epstein's first case involving sex with girls, which resulted in a punishment that critics say was far too lenient. Mr. Acosta now joins the sprawling parade of President Trump's chosen advisors who have led the administration under clouds of scandal and corruption, leaving rudderless and discouraged agencies in their wake. Taxpayers deserve better, Democratic U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse said in a statement. Epstein, a billionaire hedge fund manager, pleaded not guilty to new federal charges in New York this week.
Venezuela's permanent representative in the UN, Samuel Moncada, denounced Friday the continuous harassment from the United States and other countries that are trying to thwart his country's efforts to solve its political situation through dialogue. Moncada said that since he failed the coup attempt by the self-declared interim president Juan Guaido last April the 30th, the U.S. and its allies are more desperate to topple the Bolivarian government. The strategy has a name, and it is a war attempt against Venezuela, stressed the senior official during a press conference at UN headquarters in New York. OAS Secretary General Luis Almagro, like the Colombian President Iván Duque, among others, are pushing for military intervention, war, and violence, instead of seeking peace like what his mandate should be about. In his remarks, Moncada condemned the latest comments issued by Almagro at OAS press conference Friday in the U.S. Capitol, during which Almagro continued to call for the military option in Venezuela. It is shameful to hear from the head of an international organization to call for the use of force and interference in domestic affairs, said the Venezuelan diplomat. Almagro, who sat alongside U.S. envoy leader to Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, at the OAS meeting, was dismissive of the Norway-mediated talk that began in late May between the Venezuelan government and opposition. Almagro admitted Friday to reporters he doesn't know the logic or process of the talks because he's not participating in them. Venezuela's permanent representative also warned that efforts are underway in Colombia, with the support of its government to recruit mercenaries to stage a military attack against Venezuela. The recruiting is public on Twitter, he said.
You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting today's national and international news. Back now to the news with Rach Gámez.
A car bomb went off on Friday at a hotel in Somalia's port city of Kismayu, where local elders and lawmakers had been discussing an upcoming regional election, and was followed by gunfire. The police said that the death toll surpassed 26, including two journalists and a presidential candidate for the upcoming elections, two journalists and a UN agency staff member. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which is trying to topple Somalia's central government, claimed responsibility for the attack. It said its fighters had battled their way into the hotel after a suicide car bomb attack.
London police are launching an official investigation into the leak of diplomatic cables that resulted in the UK ambassador for the US resigning his post over describing the Trump administration in disparaging terms. On Friday, the London Metropolitan Police said that there has been damage caused to UK international relations, and there would be a clear public interest in bringing the person or people responsible to justice. Cables from Sir Kim Darroch, the UK's ambassador to the United States, were leaked to the Mail on Sunday last week. In the documents, Darroch described U.S. President Donald Trump as inept and incompetent in his administration and dysfunctional at its risk of collapsing in disgrace. Trump responded by attacking Darroch in a series of tweets, saying that the ambassador is not well-liked or well-thought of within the U.S., and that his administration will no longer deal with him. The incident has caused the British government considerable embarrassment, especially considering that the partnership between the two countries was just trumpeted during Trump's state visit to the UK in early June.
The Movimiento Victoria Ciudadana, Victory Citizens Movement, will promote a political trial process against Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, due to the country's institutional crisis. Manuel Natal, spokesman for that political force in the House of Representatives, said the Caribbean island faces the worst crisis in its recent history, which has led to the arrest of former senior officials and collaborators of Governor Rosselló. Former Secretary of the Puerto Rico Department of Education, Julia Keller, the former Director of the Health Insurance Administration, Angela Avila, the President of Accounting and Auditing Firm, BDO Puerto Rico, Fernando Scherrer, and subcontractor Alberto Velasquez Piñol, were arrested by federal officials after a grand jury returned a 32-count indictment. The indictment says the former officials illegally directed federal funding to politically connected contractors. Natan said that the Puerto Rican government is totally corrupt and the immediate solution to solve the problem is resignation.
United Nations Security Council members are visiting Colombia to review the implementation of the 2016 peace agreement that ended the armed conflict between the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, and the state. Contrary to what the peace accords stipulate, the administration of President Iván Duque has left thousands of the ex-combatants without protection in rural areas. Even prior to Duque's inauguration nearly a year ago, powerful crime rings have been entering these regions to illegally mine, log and cultivate illicit crops, while assassinating campesino and indigenous social rights leaders who oppose them. "There are many programs that were simply never implemented," said Nayi Vargas, a researcher of the Peace and Reconciliation Foundation. "It is a discouraging situation," she told Al Jazeera news agency. Since the deal was put into effect in 2016, over 700 social leaders and 135 former guerrilla fighters have been violently murdered, according to data from the Institute of Studies on Peace and Development in the past. Few, if any, of the killings have been brought to justice. The peace agreement signed between then-President Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Force of Colombia, FARC, established the creation of a special investigation unit that should dismantle these criminal organizations. This past Wednesday, FARC member and Senator Carlos Alberto Lozada told the General Prosecutor of Colombia that the Colombian government has failed to dismantle paramilitarism in the region, which has instead grown significantly. At least 983 social leaders have been threatened with death in Colombia over the past 3 years, 50% of them women.
And those were some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Once again, our headlines.
Cuban parliament meets in full for a third ordinary session of ninth legislature.
Cuban foreign minister calls John Bolton the biggest threat to global security.
U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigned on Friday.
Venezuela criticizes U.S. and OAS attempts to derail dialogue.